Should we wash, I say wash, I'm from Pennsylvania, I don't say, what's that other word?
Wash.
It's wash.
It's wash?
It's wash.
Is that way in Indiana too?
Ohio.
Ohio?
Wash with our.
That is my question, should we wash our dirty hands? We teach our kids to wash their dirty hands before they eat. And I was often wondering where that all came about, because during COVID, we were encouraged to wash our hands as often as possible. And I wonder why. James is Jesus' half-brother. And let me share what he had to say about it. Jesus' half-brother. But over in Mark, when Jesus was talking, there's three scriptures I want to look at today. One is in Mark, one is in James, and the other is in the Song of Solomon. If you've never read the book of the Song of Solomon, you'd be blessed. Anyhow, in Mark's Gospel, chapter 7, Jesus was teaching about inner purity. He said, one day some Pharisees and leaders of religious law arrived from Jerusalem to confront Jesus. They noticed that some of Jesus' disciples failed to follow the usual Jewish ritual of hand washing before eating. So, that goes way back. The problem was with the religious leaders, they turned it into a law. And when Jesus was talking about, it's not what defiles us by what we take in, and if we eat with dirty hands, we take in, it's what comes up out of the belly. It is what defiles us. Not what we eat, because everything that God has created is good for us if we use it in the way it's intended, and that includes food. But the things that come out of our inner being is really what is the dirtiness. So God wants us to have a clean heart. That's why he washed our heart, make it clean and make it well. So dirty hands are okay, but we should wash them. Because if you remember as kids, they always said that your immune system gets better and better if you eat mud pies. Remember that? So it's all about inner purity, not outwardness. All right. Well, thank you. That's my youth message. And we don't have any children here this morning, but guess who is here? All the children of God. That's why we do youth.